It's us, and we're back.
Yes, this is episode 78 of Catnaps and Cognac.
Meow!
Meow. A little tired kitty.
A tired kitty.
I'm not really tired.
Well, we are your hosts. I am Dee Dee.
And I'm Arielle.
And again, welcome to Catnaps and Cognac. If this is your first time listening, thank you so much for joining us. And if you're a return listener, thank you for coming back to listening to our random ramblings. We appreciate it.
Random rambling.
I feel like that should be like a segment.
We have many random ramblings.
We do.
Throughout
each
show, so that would be a little too much.
You're right.
And that's what she said.
Oh! So, how are you today, Ari?
You know what? I'm doing pretty well.
Yes?
Yeah.
Cool.
I did a juice cleanse, guys, for 3 days. Today is the last day of my juice cleanse, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Good.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Feeling good. Feeling great.
Feeling great. Feeling good.
I don't see a difference in my body, which is what I wanted for vanity purposes. However, I do feel good.
Good. What were you looking for as far as a change?
What was I looking for?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to, you know, shed some water weight. Shed some pounds.
Okay.
That's it.
And that didn't quite happen. Oh, well. But you're still feeling energized?
Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, like, these past couple nights, I've gotten such good sleep.
Look at that.
And I've gone to sleep before midnight, which is, like, what I want to do every single night.
Awesome.
Last night, the first night I went to bed at, like, 11:15. The next night I went to bed at about 10:30.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm attributing it to this stuff.
Great. And what?
Because I haven't really felt tired throughout the day.
And so. What was the cleanse that you were doing?
It's called Life Juice Shop.
Life Juice.
Yeah, they sell it at Target, and they also ship it anywhere in the country.
Oh.
So, and it was tasty. I thought it was tasty.
Really?
It didn't taste bad to me. Like, honestly, I did think my breath might have smelled like a forest because of all the greens, but I didn't think it tasted bad.
Cool. And it's just, do they have like different variation of days, or is it always a 3-day cleanse?
They do 1 day, 3 days, or 5-day cleanse.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys check it out. Life Cleanse.
Yep.
Life Juice. Life Juice. Sorry. Life Juice. There you go. Life Juice to cleanse your life. There you go. So,
how
do? Oh, well, I am well. I didn't do a cleanse, though.
That's all right.
However, I am well. But I did do a fruit water detox a couple of weeks ago, and I felt great.
See? Yeah.
It was awesome. And I actually did shed water weight. The one that I made, it was a concoction of cucumber, strawberry, and lime. And it was delicious.
So what did you do with your detox? Like, how did you...
I just didn't eat anything and just drank detox fruit water.
For how long?
I did that for 5 days.
5 days?
5 days. Because I needed to clear out all of the crap. Like, I was just feeling really weighed down. I wasn't really following paleo, so I was eating a bunch of grains and shit. And as soon as I put the grains back into my body, I felt the difference instantly. And, of course, I started craving grains and, you know, and dough and pasta. And I was like, I gotta stop this. So I did the fruit water, excuse me, for 5 days. But I ate the fruit, so... I ate that. Like, I ate the cucumber. I ate the strawberries that were in there. And that's really all I did for 5 days.
Wow. So what did you do when you felt hungry?
Just drink more water.
5 days.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's give her a hand.
And it was great though. I felt great. I lost a lot of the water weight. It was awesome. So you guys definitely do the cleansers are great. If you're feeling like always lethargic and tired and you're taking your supplements and they're still not helping you, it's because you've got a bunch of crap just flying around in your body and you need to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely, you know, but consult with your physician first. Please do not take medical advice from us because we are not doctors.
Nope.
So I don't want y'all talking about, oh, well, they told us on Catnacicone you had to take it. Don't do it. Please consult with your physician before you engage in any kind of cleanse. I just want to put that on record to let people know that we did not tell them to go and do anything.
Sure didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywho, so should we get into the show?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's get into it. And that's what he said. So, I don't know if you guys saw this last week, but this was absolutely hilarious. 50 Cent was having a little bit of a spat. Of, I don't know. I guess it was kind of playful on his end. Spat with Floyd Mayweather, because, you know, they're a part of the money team. And this all started actually because Floyd Mayweather took shots at 50 Cent, Nelly, and T.I., and he said that they were irrelevant and they're not making music. They're not making money off of their music anymore. And I'm not sure if Floyd Mayweather challenged 50 Cent to the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. However, he posted a video on Instagram saying that if Floyd Mayweather could read one page out of a Harry Potter novel, that he would donate $750,000 to whatever charity Floyd Mayweather wanted him to donate it to. And of course, this started to spark some kind of, like, you know, suspicion. Like, wait, so does Floyd Mayweather not know how to read or something? Like, what, or does he have trouble reading? And we're just going to let you listen to this and you guys can tell us if he has trouble reading or not.
Oh, God.
Floyd Mayweather reading the 10-second drops I just did.
I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your stripes, okay. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your stripes movement to support hiring vets. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your stripes movement to support hiring. Okay. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I'm Floyd Mayweather,
oh my God.
And I've joined Heart Radio for the show, Your Stripes Movement to support hiring vets. Go to the show, yourstripes.org. Go to the show, yourstripes.org. Go to show your stripes. Go to showyourstripes.org. Go to showyourstripes.org. A web.
I couldn't take it anymore.
That's what she said. That was painful to listen to.
So hard to listen to. And the thing is, he was supposed to be saying, "Hi, I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've teamed up with iHeartRadio." And not once in the whole time that he read, I didn't play the whole thing for you guys, but not once did he say iHeartRadio.
Not one damn time.
And then it was supposed to be for the Show Your Stripes movement, but he kept saying, "I've teamed up with Heart Radio for the show, Your Stripes movement." Like, bruh, there's no comma there. There's somebody, what is wrong with you? What is really going on? Now, I'm not trying to make fun of anybody being illiterate or anything like that, but Floyd Money Mayweather be out here all over the place acting a damn monkey. And he should not be, because, fool, you do not know how to read. He was that kid that was in school that was in the red light group of the reading.
Aww.
He was. Not even red. I'll give him yellow, because he can read. Clearly he can read the letters, but I don't know. It's like putting it all together. He has a problem formulating the, you know, reading the sentence aloud. And I just, some people felt bad for him. I don't feel bad for him at all. Because if he really cared and wanted to do better with reading, he could very well do better with reading if he wanted to. If he wanted to take the time out. Because I was wondering, I was like, is it because he got hit in the head too many times or something?
No, because he don't get hit that much.
He's undefeated. He's swift and be moving around. Bruh. What's the issue here? And dang, 50 Cent, you're a bully for doing this. Because it went on for a while to the point where Floyd, like, puts up, you know, copies of checks that he's received. Mm-hmm. Where he's a millionaire. We get it, but you're a millionaire that don't know how to read. So what you got to say to that? Even you can have all the money in the world, all you want, but I still know how to read. I can read. I don't know about you.
And then 50 responded to that, and he was like, he put up a video, he was like, you know, I get money. Those checks, like, that means that someone's paying you. Like, you're not giving, like... He pretty much still shut him down. Like,
he did. He was like, "You're an employee."
Anything.
Yeah, he shut him down. He was like, "Those checks were from someone. That means you get paid by someone. That means you somebody's employee." He just was not being nice. But then, you know, I mean, Floyd, like, okay, all of this is just really petty and kind of childish. However, Floyd went to another level because 50 Cent and his son are not on speaking terms. His oldest son, they're not on speaking terms. And so after 50 Cent initially posted that video saying if he could read a page out of a Harry Potter book, Floyd Mayweather came back and said he would donate $1 million to any charity he wanted if 50 Cent could post a video of his son saying, "I love you." Ouch.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't play with my friends like that.
No, they haven't been friends. Remember they were beefing last year?
No, but apparently they're, like, still cool.
I don't know.
Yeah. That beef last year was fake.
But, I don't know.
Yeah. That beef that they made up, because then 2 days later, they had pictures with each other, like, laughing and kikiing.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah. So, apparently, that beef was fake.
Either way, I couldn't care less about Floyd Mayweather because he's a woman beater.
Mm, that too. So,
maybe. Whether he can read or not, oh well, you're a loser. In this sense, because clearly not in the box.
Yeah, he's a loser here. He's definitely not undefeated in the real world. Because first of all, you can't read. Well, you're a woman beater and you can't read. You're just not winning at life right now. You may have a lot of money, but you're not winning at life. And now we know that you are. It's not that he's illiterate because he can read. He just doesn't read well.
Right.
Which
Harry
is.
Harry Potter, though.
Harry Potter got some pretty tough vocabulary in there.
Like Diagon Alley.
Diagon Alley.
I don't know.
They say a bunch of shit. Conjunctivitis. They say a bunch of crap on freaking Harry Potter, where it's just like, whoa, let me look this word up. That's why I like reading books.
What was that spell? Patronus.
Yeah. Expecto Patronum.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Wingardium Leviosa.
Yes.
Yeah. It's hard to just, you know, learn how to say these, you know, words when you're reading them for the first time. And I don't think that Floyd Mayweather would have done very well in that department.
Absolutely not.
Sorry, Floyd Mayweather. Learn how to read. Pick up a Hooked on Phonics or something. They've got Muzzy now. They've reinvented it, even though I'm sure they have Muzzy in English for English speakers. So take it. Do something. What's next?
Everyone's mind when I'm about to tell you guys. So we all know about Hello Kitty, the cute little kitty cat that girls like to put on their get t-shirts and
book bags, folders,
all that kind of stuff. So it was just revealed, and Hello Kitty's been around since like the 90s, I believe.
Really? I thought she's been out since the 70s.
Oh, well, then the 70s. Turns out Hello Kitty isn't a kitty at all.
What the hell is she?
Actually a person. Is your mind blown?
My mind is completely blown. What kind of person looks like that?
So, it turns out that an anthropologist is curating a Hello Kitty exhibit at the Japanese American National Museum in LA.
Mm-hmm.
She was corrected by the company who makes her, Sanrio, after they proofread her text for the exhibit and they said, she's not a cat. She's a human girl. So she told the LA Times, she said, I was corrected very firmly. That one correction Sanrio made for my script for the show, Hello Kitty is not a cat. She's a cartoon character. She's a little girl. She's a friend, but she is not a cat. She was never depicted on all fours. She walks and sits like a two-legged creature. She does have a pet cat of her own, however, and it's called Charming Kitty. And her backstory is that she's a little British girl named Kitty White. She's a third grader. She's a Scorpio. She loves apple pie. And she's the daughter of George and Mary White.
Okay.
She's a human.
I don't know what human has whiskers.
And paws.
Okay.
And cat ears. Like, how does this make sense?
Shut up, people in Japan. I don't even know what the fuck y'all are talking about, Sanrio. Like, what? She doesn't even talk.
She doesn't talk. So it's like, okay, if they don't want to say that she's a human, like, this, okay, I'm reading on BuzzFeed. The first comment says, if she's not a cat, then why is she a cat? Why is she a cat?
Why is she a cat?
That makes so much sense. Like, why is she a cat?
Somebody said, LOL, your statement just blew my mind. Thank you. No, but seriously, if she's not a cat, why is she a cat?
Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, that would make that, like, isn't Goofy a dog?
Goofy is a dog.
He walks on 2 feet.
Yeah, and it didn't, it never made sense to me because Pluto is a dog and he can't talk.
Donald Duck is a duck. Well, Duck's legs.
Yes.
Mickey Mouse.
And Minnie.
And Minnie. It's just, I don't know.
So then, like, you know what? Okay. Because were you really into Sanrio when you were younger?
No.
Okay. Well, I was. So there are a lot of other characters. So I'm curious to know what they have to say about Kuro Kuropi and Bad Bats Maru and Choco Dog. Like, what are they then? Are they all people too? Because Kuropi's a frog, Bad Bats Maru is a penguin, Choco Dog, his name is Choco Dog. He's a dog.
No.
She's a person. Sorry, mate, but she's a cat.
Like,
she's a cat.
Denying it.
And somebody also said, but no mouth. She doesn't have a mouth. She got the little yellow nose, no mouth.
Like, it really doesn't make sense. Like, okay. And if that's the case, why didn't they say something a long time ago?
A long time ago. We've been running around thinking Hello Kitty is a kitty. So is her real name Catherine?
I don't know.
Catherine White, and we call her Kitty for short.
They said her name is Kitty White. So I feel like that they just named her Kitty. It's Kitty. She's a kitty. We're just going to call her Kitty.
We're just going to call her Kitty and give her whiskers, but she's not a cat. Okay. Whatever.
Like, did she just go around in a mask and put on these paw gloves, like, or paw mittens? Like, what's going on?
I don't have time for this foolishness. This is dumb. I'm so upset. What?
Well, that's my news for the week.
Well, thanks for sharing. Hello, Kitty. Man, I really always thought that she was a cat. She is a cat.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's not calling her a cat.
Yeah.
They said so.
Yeah, she's a cat. For all intents and purposes, she's a cat.
Uh-huh.
Y'all can tell us that she's a human who lives in England with her English parents. Whatever the hell. Anywho, moving on. So, we're going to be moving on to Today I Learned. So, let me tell you guys what I learned today. I learned about how the maximum occupancy of a building is calculated.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is actually very interesting. Now, I don't know if I've ever thought about it. Like, I think I have, but not really in depth. But generally speaking, the maximum occupancy of a room or building is primarily determined by the available exits, with each exit accommodating only a certain number of people before bottlenecking occurs. The other key component in determining the max occupancy of a building or room is the intended use of the space, whether it's, for instance, a restaurant with tables and chairs or a more open event space. So, more specifically, the International Building Code, IBC, provides an international standard for calculating the maximum occupancy for an area. The IBC defines an exit or a means of egress as a continuous and unobstructed path of vertical or horizontal egress, travel from any occupied portion of the building or structure to a public way. And that was as of 2009. In the United States, the National Fire Prevention Association also forbids an exit from leading occupants through a kitchen or storage room on their way out of the building. That makes sense because probably the fire started in the kitchen in the first place. In order to determine the maximum number of people who are able to safely be in a room or building, the IBC recommends a certain number of inches of doorway per occupant. Exits that consist of a stairway need to have 0.3 inches of doorway per person, and all other exits need 0.2 inches of doorway per person. So a function hall that has a maximum occupancy of 1,000 people and an exit that consisted of a corridor without stairs will need 200 inches of doorway. With doorways at around 36 inches in width, wider than the Americans with Disability Act requires in the United States, that function hall would need approximately such 6 doors. So that's how it's calculated.
Wow.
Yeah. Not that I'm ever going to have a ruler to be able to measure.
It's a lot of mathematics.
Yeah. Mathematics.
Sorry.
I got to go back and watch that Vine. Swoosh. So, if you were ever wondering how, well, there you go. What's the biggest maximum occupancy you've seen? Can you remember?
No, I can't actually.
Yeah. And I don't know if I've ever looked. However, I remember going to a party in college at our school, and the fire department came, and we had to leave because the party was way over occupancy and they shut the party down. And even in our dorm rooms, it was a big thing, like maximum occupancy, 15 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
They had it on your dorm room?
Yeah, they had it in our dorm rooms.
The only place that I've ever like really paid attention to every time I go in there is mostly an elevator. And it's either, like, people or pounds.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've never really, like, noticed it like that. I feel like the most that I've ever seen was maybe, like, a couple hundred or...
Yeah.
500 or something like that. But never, like, in the thousands.
Have you ever been on an elevator where the maximum capacity of weight had been on there and it wouldn't move?
No.
I have.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy. And there was a really big person on the elevator with us. It was so bad. It was so bad because, like, we're, like, pressing the thing, like, why the fuck isn't this elevator moving? And it's this loud-ass beeping. And then the guy, like, just kind of, I mean, it was packed. It was a packed elevator. And he just, like, you know, just like, okay, well, I'll get off. And then the door just closed. Ding dong. Like, shit. Oh, no. It was so awful. I don't usually feel bad, but that made me feel awful. I was just like, oh my God, this is so bad. Because we were all like, why the fuck is in this elevator moving? Like, what is that loud beeping noise? Like, it was so awful.
I feel bad, and that happened to you a long time ago.
Right. It was so bad. So bad. Oh, man. So he just, like, gingerly, like, just got off of the elevator. And it kind of, like, jumped a little bit, which was, that just made it even worse. When he got off of the elevator, like, it wasn't that he, I mean, I don't know how heavy he was, but it kind of, like, did a little skip up. And then the beeping stopped, and then the doors closed. And then we were all on our merry way. Yeah, that was bad. Anywho, that's what I learned today.
Wow.
Yes, what did you learn today?
I learned where language comes from.
Oh, and you know I love language. Let's hear it.
So it turns out that language is for the birds because it actually came from birds.
Oh.
Linguists at MIT and the University of Tokyo argue that ancient humans crafted language from two communication systems that already existed in nature, those used by birds and primates. Human language has two distinct layers, expressive and lexical. Both of these have existed in nature for millennia. The melodic beat stress expressive quality of our language is similar to that used by birds. The lexical pragmatic content carrying parts of speech resemble system used by other primates. About 100,000 years ago, the research suggests humans may have fused together to form the building blocks of their own language. In doing so, they achieved something astounding. Birdsong and primate language are both finite. They each contain only a limited number of sounds, which supply a limited number of meanings. But by combining the two, humans created a language that allows for infinite possible meaning combinations. This complexity is part of what makes us human.
Cool.
And that's where language comes from.
Look at that. The tweedledee birds. What do monkeys do to each other? Like, I guess they grunt and make all that hoo 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 ha ha noise.
I guess.
I didn't know it was something that was actually like something to be understood. Like, as in a language, like when they're saying something like, this is danger. I guess, because I watch enough Nat Geo. And yeah, like cheetahs, they do this weird chirping noise. And it's like the different frequencies of the chirping can mean danger, can mean there's food. They all mean different things. I think it's cool. Like, I always wonder if when Dakota's barking at another dog, if she's saying something, if she's telling them to shut up, if she's telling them, hey, I'm here, I'm a friend. I always want to know if, like, dogs have, like, you know, that kind of language as well.
I feel like they do.
Yeah. I know she has one with me. Like, her different barks, I can tell, like, if she's got a bark where she needs to go get water, if she needs to go pee-pee, if, you know, she's agitated, I can definitely tell. That's cool. I love language.
You do.
I definitely do. I wish I could learn all languages in the world, but...
I don't.
I don't because I don't want to spend 2 years trying to learn Japanese and Chinese and Arabic. Each. Those are really difficult languages to learn.
Yeah.
Spend 2 years trying to learn a language? My God, forget it. I'll stick to the Romance languages, which only take like 6 months.
Oh.
I guess this is fine because we're going to head into TV time. And this is an impromptu piece of TV time that I'm going to give you guys. And I hope that you guys have done all your chores because it's TV time. I've been watching Real Housewives of Melbourne. Actually, I'm done watching it. And I've been trying to mimic this Australian accent, and I just can't do it. It is so difficult. They're very throaty and use a lot of R's in their dialect of English. Is it a dialect or in their accent, in their Australian accent? It's so hard to mimic. But I've got the show. I've got that. I've got no, got that, and there was another word, but I can't. Oh, don't. I got that, too.
What was that word?
Don't. That means don't. That's what they say. I don't.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could hear it in so and no.
Yeah. Soy, no, wait, don't.
Didn't you say you had another word?
That was the word, don't.
Oh,
and tension.
Yes.
It's a lot of tension. So, and they have like, they speak with like a different cadence. And so it's like very, it's kind of like sing-songy, but chopped up. It's weird. But it's very intriguing. And apparently, like, Australian people can tell the difference between, like they can hear the difference between a New Zealander and, like, an Aussie and a Kiwi. I could definitely never tell.
A Kiwi?
That's what they call them. That's what New Zealanders are called, Kiwis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, you sound like Lydia. That's exactly how she, oh, wow. 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 Lydia. Gina. Where's Gina?
They sound like bullies when they say that.
Yeah, where's Gina? Gina. Gina's always late. Gina. Anywho, what have you been watching, Ari?
And listen. So, Netflix, they debuted this new cartoon called BoJack Horseman, and it's effing hilarious. So the premise of the show is follows an actual horse. His name is BoJack, and he used to be a sitcom star. He used to have his own show from the 90s called Horsin' Around, where he pretty much adopted three kids, and he raised them. It sounds crazy, and it is crazy. He walks around on two legs, and it's funny. Like, the show has a mix of animals, and it has a mix of people. But, like, now that it's 2014, he's washed up living in Hollywood. He complains about anything and everything. Like, he just hates life, but he's holding on to his golden years on Horsin' Around. Like, he'll still watch the DVDs and stuff like that. But, like, he's such a miserable horse. And it's so, so funny.
It
so,
is funny.
It has the voice of Will Arnett. He plays BoJack Horseman. It also has Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. He plays his human friend. Allison Brie is on there. Amy Sedaris, Paul F. Tompkins. And then it has, like, a whole bunch of other guest voices, like Stephen Colbert, Wendy Malick, Patton Oswalt, like, a whole bunch of people. And it's just hilarious. Like, it's so, so funny. Like, one of my favorite episodes that I've watched three times already now is the second episode. And BoJack, he goes to the grocery store, and he sees some muffins in the produce section. So he picks up the muffins, and he's looking at them. And next thing you know, this guy, he was like, oh, those are mine. And he was like, what's yours? And he's like, those muffins. I have dibs on those muffins. He was like, but they were just laying here in the produce. And he was like, I know. I had to go to the bathroom. I put them in the produce. That's me calling dibs. He goes, you didn't call dibs on them. Like, you just left them here. And he was like, so what was I supposed to do? Bring them into the bathroom with me? He was like, you don't even have a car. He was like, they're just muffins. He was like, yes, give them to me. He was like, no, I'm taking them. He didn't want the muffins. He took the muffins anyway, but I didn't mention that the guy who stopped him was a seal, an actual seal. And it turns out that he is a Navy SEAL who just got back from Afghanistan.
What?
And he called into MSNBC, MSNBSEA, to talk about,
oh my God.
To talk about Bo Jackman. And the newscaster is a whale, and he's like in full uniform now, saying that Bo Jackman is just mean. He thinks that he can do anything he wants because he's famous, and he's disrespectful to, like, to veterans and everything. It was just so funny. I was in tears watching the show. Like, I really hope it gets picked up for a second season, because, like, you see his growth throughout the season. He wants to get back into acting. One of the main things about the show is this woman is writing his biography or his autobiography. So she has to, like, go around with him, and it turns out that, like, he just really can't get stuck. He just just really can't let go of the past. Like, he really thinks that he's still as big as he ever was.
Right.
And that's not the case.
Right.
And it's funny because he's a horse.
Right.
Like, the show just really cracks me up, and I love it.
I watched the first episode, and I was cracking up. him and his kitty girlfriend.
Yes.
/ agent. And
she's hilarious, too.
Yeah. So, and then I forgot the name of the dog. Peanut Butter Dog
peanut
or whatever.
Butter.
Yeah, Peanut Butter.
Peanut Butter is his, like, arch nemesis. Right. He has his own show that was, I guess, kind of like Sister Sister. But he was a dog?
No, actually, it's the exact same show as his, but it's a dog now.
Right, but, like, they showed a clip, and it's two twins.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's, like, kind of like Sister Sister.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, like, BoJack show.
Yeah, like, he adopted.
He hates him. But Peanut Butter loves BoJack.
Right, and it's so weird. He loves him to the point where it's almost like, is it even genuine? It's so funny. It's funny. The show is really funny. And the thing is, like, I heard nothing about this show.
Nothing.
Like, with Orange is the New Black, I feel like they had a lot of promo about it. Yeah. They had a lot of promo about Arrested Development. But I heard nothing about BoJack until Ari told me about it. And it's really funny. It's a funny show. So you guys should definitely check it out. It's hilarious.
I caught it when I woke up in the middle of the night and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, well, might as well watch Netflix. And I was like, oh, what is this? And it wasn't even like on the first main page. I had to like scroll through the comedies. It was deep in the comedies.
Dang.
Like, they didn't want me to watch it.
They didn't have to do Will like that.
And I love Will Arnett.
Me too.
Such a funny person. Like, in anything he does, from Arrested Development to this show, to that show that he had with Christina Applegate on NBC that got canceled. I forgot what the show was called.
Oh, yeah.
I liked that one too.
Yeah, I liked him on that.
So, I'm now a fan. I will brand myself as a Will Arnett fan.
Definitely.
He has a funny voice. I love it.
Yeah, I love it. And he was in the Lego Movie. He played Batman.
He was?
Yeah. He was Batman.
I still have to see that.
Yes. It's so funny. And he's really funny in it. He adds a lot of comedic value to it. I like Will Arnett. I kind of wish him and Amy Poehler were still together, and that she was not dating Nick Kroll. How dare she?
Is she still dating him?
I think they are still dating.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
Moving on. So, my TV show that I want you guys to check out, it's on Showtime, and I want to thank Sweet Sunday for giving me her her password and her screen name, because this is the reason why I'm able to watch Showtime shows now. So, episodes. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago on The Lost Dial. I believe it was their 132nd episode, so go back and check that out. Shout out to T. Sterling Watson for having us on the show. Episodes. So, I finally got over the hump, because I was telling you guys how the first three episodes were really difficult to watch because they were a little boring. I'm not going to lie. They were a little boring. But once you get to the fourth episode, boom, that's when you get it. Like, it all sinks in. So let me explain episodes to you guys. Episodes, it's these two British writers, and they have a TV show that's a success in England, and a TV exec like brings them over to the United States and tells them that he loves their show and wants to make it a show in the United States. And so they do, and the show that they had over there was like some coach, and he's like a rugby coach, but then when they bring it over here, he's a hockey instructor, and they change it from Mr. Lyman, that's the name of the show in England, and they call it Pucks. And so, basically, and Matt LeBlanc is in it, and then a whole bunch of other people whose names I don't know are in it. And Matt LeBlanc is the person that they put onto the show to be the star so that people will start to watch it or whatever. And really, because we like TV so much, or, you know, when I say we, I'm talking about Ariel and I, but I'm sure you guys like TV too, but I'm really liking episodes because you get to see the the behind the scenes, not even like just like direction and things like that, like when it comes to like the TV execs and how to put the show, where to put the show, what time slots they should be in, why they're going to go on a hiatus, why they're taking this mid-season break and things like that. Like there is a lot of things explained to me which are so cool, and it's also really funny. And then you're dealing with the drama of like the people, like the producers and the writers, like they're hooking up and they're, you know, sleeping with each other and things like that. And Matt LeBlanc is a complete asshole on this show.
He is.
And he really takes no responsibility. Like he's the asshole that you like though. Like he does really shitty things, but then in the end, he just turns out to be like this kind of a little bit of a good guy. Like, ugh, I can't stay mad at you when you do stuff like this. And the thing is, he really doesn't take any, when it comes to doing things, he doesn't think of the consequences of the actions that he makes. And so, like, he just does everything really impulsively, and that's the whole asshole-ish part of him. He does things on impulse and then doesn't think about what's going to happen. But then when he does get in trouble or the consequences are happening to him, he's just like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I wasn't even thinking. But it's like, bro, you're, like, 45 years old. You should be thinking at this age. So that's what makes him a little bit of an asshole. But then he is remorseful for the things that he does most of the time. And so it makes him a little bit more human and not really a villain. So he's an asshole, but he's not a villain. He's not somebody that you hate. So I would tell you guys to check it out. It's a funny show, and it gives you a lot of knowledge of what happens behind the scenes. It's kind of like how we look at Law and Order, and it was just like, oh, so that's how they like crack the cases and things like that. This is how it is for like TV and the TV execs. Not when it comes to production and direction and things like that. It's the high ups and the men upstairs, and when they're like, oh, New York is calling, we're finding out what's going on in New York. So I would definitely recommend you guys watch episodes. It's really funny. I've been checking out all these Showtime shows, and so far so good. 2 for 2. Well, actually 3 for 3, because I like what's the name, Masters of Sex too, and I need to get back into Nurse Jackie. I used to watch that, and then I fell off after like season 2 because I stopped subscribing to Showtime. I didn't have the money.
It happens.
You can't
have it all.
Look, when they gave me that package and it was like 6 months for $3 a month, okay, cool. But then they're like, oh, it's $11 a month now for one channel. No. Not doing it.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Mercy.
Yeah. So check out episodes. It's actually really funny.
And don't forget BoJack.
Yes, of course. BoJack, you have to check out. If you have Netflix, and if you don't have Netflix, what are you doing?
What are you waiting for? I feel like Netflix is definitely one of the staples that everyone needs to have if you love TV and movies.
You need to have it. You gotta have it. And that's it's what like, she said.
Oh!
Snaps!
Yeah.
Yes. So, it's time for the LOL segment.
LOL.
Because we love laughing.
Yeah.
And we want you guys to laugh too. So Ari, of course, because she's the queen of finding these funny videos on YouTube. Tell us a little bit about this video.
Okay, in this video, it's a little boy, and he is a little upset that his mom is pregnant again for the third time. It'll be the second time for, you know, for when he's been alive, because it looks like he's the oldest.
Right.
And he tells her why he's so upset. And it's quite funny.
Let's take a listen.
I'll tell you.
What?
I'm pregnant.
What were you thinking? Why you have to just get another baby? You just have two. So why do you? This is exasperating.
Exasperating, Amaya.
Because you just got two. So you know, why do you want to replace? Why you want to get another baby and just replace one of your babies if there's too much?
Baby, we will never replace you and Amaya. You're just gonna have another brother or sister that you have to take care of. Well, help take care of.
That doesn't make no sense. This makes no sense.
Why does it don't make any sense, Trey?
Because if it makes sense, then you just had two babies and you keep loving them forever, not having another baby between us.
Amaya's look happy. Amaya, are you happy you get to have another brother and sister?
What kind of baby?
I don't know. It might be a boy. It might be a girl.
Boys cry is even worse.
How do you know?
I know because when I saw a baby crying out of my school, because I just heard the crying and I was like, it's even worse than Amaya's crying.
Well, Trey, I don't know what to tell you about the crying. You just got to get used to it, okay?
Okay. And buy me some earplugs, too.
Buy you some earplugs? Okay.
Sir.
Little boy.
What is going on?
If you don't stop the foolishness. And he's like, boys cry worse than, they cry worse than the girls.
How does he know exasperating, but he says worser? Yes, I'm critiquing a 5-year-old grammar because
this is exasperating.
Said exasperating. It sounds like he can take it.
Yes, he can take it. Where did you find this word, sir?
And he used it in the right way.
He did. He used it correctly. It was it's exasperating. He looks exasperated.
Yes. He's so adorable.
He's adorable. And so is the little girl. And she, yeah. I mean, she's not of an age where she can talk, but she looked very happy that something was happening. But he was like, because there was a little boy at the school and he was crying. I was like, oh, this is worse than Amaya, his baby sister. That was really funny.
I feel like he just doesn't want to have another Amaya.
Exactly. He doesn't want to have another Amaya. He doesn't want to have another baby taking his place.
Who cries all the time.
Right. And taking more attention away, because he did say something about being replaced.
Yeah.
So he's concerned.
He is concerned.
He's concerned. He showed it, but he expressed it very well. He was very vocal about his exasperation. Get out of here, little boy.
Get out.
What do you know? This is exasperating.
Get out.
Yeah, he was adorable. He's so adorable. He's so cute. Did you ever have outbursts like that with your parents when you were younger?
I had one outburst, but it wasn't anything about that. But it was like more, it was more of like a scream shriek kind of outburst.
Oh my gosh.
But out of frustration, like homeboy Trey.
Why were you so frustrated at such a young age?
Frustrated because I thought that my dad was giving like neighborhood kids more attention than he was giving me.
Oh.
So I got frustrated and I said, "Leroy, leave!"
Oh.
But I yelled it so loud that my family in the backyard heard me, and I was all the way out in the front yard. And it's still a joke to this day. I shrieked at the top of my lungs, and I said that, yeah.
And you wanted him to leave your daddy alone?
Yep, I wanted to leave my daddy alone because he was my daddy and no one else's daddy.
Get out of here. Go find your own daddy.
Right. Did you ever have an outburst? Or?
I'm trying to think, and I can't remember a point where I ever got so exasperated with my parents. I can't think of any time. I don't normally get upset like that. I've been cool, calm, and collected all my life, really.
Oh, check you out.
I really have been. Like, I don't get upset very easily, and if I do, I mostly internalize it. So I would just go to my room. I can remember a time where I got really upset though, because I wanted some pickles and my mom ate the last pickle. And I was so mad. You know what? The times that I do get mad, I get upset with are about food. Like, because look, and my mama always eating my stuff. She's always eating my stuff. Like, maybe about 3 years ago, I came to New York to visit. Or it could have been 4 years ago. 4 years ago, actually. I came to New York to visit. And when I left home, I had bought a fresh box of the Magnum ice cream bars, but so there were supposed to be 3 of them waiting for me when I got home. And I was like, on the plane, I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to sink my teeth into a Magnum ice cream bar. I get home and I, you know, Dakota says hi to me. I say hi to my mom. She's in her room. And I, like, shout from the kitchen. And I run to go get a Magnum ice cream bar. And the box is not in the freezer. So I shout to my mom, "Mom, where's the Magnum ice cream bars?" And she's like, "Oh, I ate them." And I was only gone for 3 days. "Mom, you have diabetes. What the hell?" Like, I got so upset, and she was like, "Gosh, calm down." Like, I was so mad because I really wanted that Magnum ice cream bar. And she's like, "I will go and buy you some." And I was like, "It's not the same." Like, I was so mad. It wasn't like it was something that was like of sentimental value, because, like, you know, if something breaks of sentimental value, no, it's not the same. The Magnum ice cream bar is definitely the same. She could go and buy me some, but it's not the same, because I wanted them this instant, and I cannot have them this instant. I'm going to have to wait 20 minutes because you got to drive to Publix, go wait in line, and then get them, and then drive back home. But
you know that if when she came back, you would have still had the same craving for them, like, when you got home.
Bruh, exactly. Exactly. And so one time when I was younger, it was with a pickle, and the thing was, my mom was like, "Ugh, I don't really want pickles." But then she ate them. Like, she ate all of them.
Where did you do that at?
What? Mom. My mom is great at doing that. Like, "I don't want none. Okay, give me a bite." Like, "You just said you ain't want none. You get on my nerves." So I got in there and I wanted pickles so bad, and there were no more pickles. And I asked her if she would go to the store to go buy more pickles, since she ate the last one and I really wanted one. And she was like, "No, I'm not." Girl, I went to my room and I picked up a Barbie doll. I was so mad, and I, like, threw it against the wall. Ooh. And the Barbie doll head, like, popped off. And you know, once the Barbie doll head pop off, there's no putting it back on.
That's it.
You cannot put it back on. And I was so mad. So then I was mad that I didn't get a pickle. Then I was mad that I broke my Barbie.
That's like a child.
Oh, man. I was a child. So it's okay.
Right.
At that time, it was fine. Now that kind of outburst is not okay, but that doesn't mean that I don't do them. Because trust me, if I had a Barbie to throw when she ate all my Magnum ice cream, all three, Mom, all three, like, I would have been cool if she ate one or two. Leave me one at least. She ate all three in a 3-day span of me being gone.
Wow.
She's terrible, but I love her.
I mean, you have to.
Yeah. She did go and buy me more the next day.
She better have.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first thing she did. She's like, "I'm going to Publix now." First thing in the morning. Because the thing is, I came home late at night. And it was like, you know, 9:30 or 10:30. Publix was about to close in half an hour. I was going to make my mom go and go get me a new box. Like, that's pretty petty. I was still very upset, though. But, yeah. Anywho, don't mess with my food. Moral of the story. Don't eat my food. Don't eat my food. I done told y'all that on numerous occasions. If you follow me on Twitter, you've seen me say it so many times. When it comes to eating my food, it's a really big issue. It's serious.
Don't
business.
Ask her for it.
Don't ask me for it. Don't. If I offer, you should be very happy that I'm offering you some.
Yes.
don't ask for any of it because I don't want to share. Especially if it tastes good. Ugh. Who wants to share their delicious food? Not me.
I certainly don't.
Exactly. Anywho, this is one of the random ramblings that we were talking about earlier in the show.
That's exactly what we were talking about.
So, with that being said, I think it's cocktail time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, what is the cocktail of the week, Ari?
The cocktail of the week is the Boardwalk. And for this, you'll need 2 parts bourbon, 1 part simple syrup, 1/2 part lemon juice, cherry, and a lemon slice. So all you'll do is shake the bourbon, lemon juice, and simple syrup with ice and strain it into a rocks glass. Garnish with the cherry and a slice of lemon and serve it. And there you have it, the Boardwalk.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. On the Boardwalk.
Out by the sun.
On the Boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Okay, that's it. Because okay. I don't know if you know any more after that. Because I don't.
The rest, all I know is the Boardwalk.
That's it. That's all I know too. Well, with that being said, is that our show?
So.
Oh, it's our show. So,
I have the sad.
Yes, so do I.
Do we sound sad?
I think we do. Do we sound genuinely sad? I hope so. So, where can we find you, Ari?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ariel Cherie. Where can we find you, Dee Dee?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram as well. Lucky Stars, LuckieStarz. And I would like to say that I've been very active on Instagram.
We know now.
Okay.
You got it.
All right. Because I don't want to hear no fussing about me not being active. Because I just posted some videos, some really funny videos that people have sent me. And they're hilarious. Please go check them out. Yes, you can check us, the show, out on Twitter, and that's Catnaps, the letter N, Cognac. We're also on iTunes. Please search Catnaps and Cognac. We are on the Spreaker Network. Search for Catnaps and Cognac. You can check us out on our website, catnapsandcognac.podbean.com, and that's where you'll have access to all 78 of the episodes and even a video. So definitely check us out there, and you can send us an email. We definitely like your emails. If you guys have any gripes that you guys want us to read on the air for Grinds Our Gears, and also if you guys want to get any advice from us for the Ask R&D's segment, we would love for you guys to email us. And I think I said everything, right?
You
wish your tired feet will fire through. All right, well, I guess that's
it. Well,
bye. Bye.
On a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.